Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We are into the new year. And you hear a lot about New Year's resolutions. A lot of folk make New Year's resolutions, going to lose some weight. You ever heard that one?
Yeah.
Ate too much candy.
Yeah.
And too many fruitcakes and whatever. Added some pounds. Make a New Year's resolution. I'm going to get ready for summertime. You know, I'm going to lose some weight. Resolution. Or I'm not going to spend money like I did last year and get in debt and run up my credit cards. And I'm making a resolution. I'm getting a hold of myself and I'm coming out of debt. Or resolution, whatever, resolution. Well, the word resolution comes from the word resolve. And I think it literally means a determination. And that's a determination is a good thing, but I think really when folks say a New Year's resolution, it probably more accurate would be New Year's intention. Huh? You know what an intention is, don't you? That means you're thinking about it. Hadn't done anything. Hadn't made any commitments. You're thinking about it. Thinking about it. And how many understand you can go month after month thinking about it?
Yeah.
And year after year.
Yeah.
Intending to get around to that sometime. And in the meanwhile, people go month after month and year after year not satisfied with certain areas of their life. Some people even feel, we're going to talk about physical things. We're going to talk about other things beyond that. But people go year after year after year unhappy with their self physically. Some people would like to be thicker. They don't want to be as thin as they are. They'd like to be bigger. They'd like to be more muscular. A lot of people, more common is, they'd like to be leaner. But whatever it is, if all things are possible to him that believes, and if I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, why do I have to go year after year not satisfied with an area of my life? Why would I? It's too quiet in here tonight. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 9. Let's read some more scriptures. Now, before you decide that you know what I'm going to be talking about, let me just make a disclaimer here that it is not my intent now or next week or next year or at any time to tell you what size you ought to be. That's your business. There's three people that I am supposed to please where my physical body is concerned. Three. And you're not one of them. It's three. That's not very many. It couldn't be very many. The first one is God. Amen. He told me that he bought my body with a price and that it is his and that I am to glorify him in my body. How many believe we are to please God with our body? Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost and we're to please him with it. The second person I'm to please with my body is Phyllis. Candy's gone, man. The Bible tells us, 1 Corinthians 7, that the wife has rights to her husband's body. Right? And the implication is that the husband has a responsibility to keep his body in a way that is pleasing to his wife and vice versa. Is that Bible? And of course, the third person that I should please with the condition of my body is myself. Right? If I'm not happy with myself and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, why don't I do something about it? Right? Now look in 1 Corinthians 9. Well, I didn't finish my disclaimer before I read that. You know, I told you the three people I'm supposed to please with my body. And of course, you have, you know, two if you're not married and three if you are married. But if you say, Brother Keith, I have already attained physical perfection. Then praise God. Praise the Lord. Then you apply these principles on some other area of controlling your flesh. Did you hear me? I'm very serious. You apply these principles on controlling your flesh in another area. Or if you say, well, Brother Keith, you know, somebody else might think I'm not in that good a shape, but I'm just perfectly content. My size and shape, I'm happy with the way I am. Then praise the Lord. I'm not going to tell you what size or shape you ought to be. But if you're not happy with something and you would like to change it, I am going to tell you how to do that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. From the Word.
Yes.
And it works. I said it works. It works. How many believe there's power in the Word?
Yes.
There's power to build up your spirit. Build up your faith. Amen. How many believe what we just read? All things are possible to him or her that believe. Is it possible for you to get your body in a shape that pleases you?
Yes.
Is it possible?
Yes.
I lost some folk right there. They're like, I guess, brother. No, no. You, do you believe that verse?
Yes.
Well, brother, all things but that. No. All things means all things. Is it possible? If you've struggled being underweight. I know that sounds strange to you, but there are folk that have struggled with that. Underweight all your life. You're thinner than you want to be. Is it possible for you to put on the weight and the kind of weight that you want to? Is it? All things are possible to him that believes. Is it possible, even if you've struggled with too much weight, overweight, for years and years and years, is it possible to quit fighting that thing and overcome it and get it where you want it and live that way the rest of your life?
Yes.
Is that possible?
Yes.
It is possible to those that believe.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
If you just believe that right there and you're convinced of that, it ought to make you happy before we go any further to know it is possible. It's possible for me. Amen. To reach the physical goals and be happy with myself. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 9, are you there? 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. He said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Or as another translation says, I should be disqualified. I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection. One translation says, I beat it black and blue. And in the Greek, it's very strong phraseology. How many understand that your flesh must be controlled? You are not a body. You are a spirit. And you have a body. If you died right this moment, what would happen is you step out of your body. And you look at it and go, well, that's over. And if you're saved, your angel would be there and he'd go, hi. He'd go, hi. He said, hey, you ready to see your mansion? You go, man, yeah. He said, you want to take the scenic route? We'll go by the Milky Way. I'll show you some stuff. You go, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're out of here. You don't stop being you. Amen.
Amen.
Your body is not you. Your body is the physical. The Bible compares it to a sheath like a sword would fit in. It's like a glove that your hand is in. The glove's not the hand. The glove is just what the hand is in. But is your body supposed to run you or are you supposed to run it? Is it supposed to control you or you control it? And like we've said before, are you keeping your body under or is it keeping you under? And people do, you know. We've all yielded to the flesh. And afterward thought, why did I do that? Well, because of flesh. Your flesh will want to do things that's not right. Your flesh will want to do things that's against what you know in your heart you should be doing. So why do people give in again and again and again and again and go, why did I do that? I said I wasn't going to do that. And you did it again. Because of not controlling the flesh. When people talk about reaching physical goals, New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, 40 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever. And people immediately want to know, okay, what diet do I get on? What exercise regimen? What pill can I take? Have they come out with a new magic pill? But what people are doing is immediately working on the natural side. There's another side to it. The spiritual side.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Grace and Truth, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R102. That's R102. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.